And we're in the section that's called the end of doubt. If you get a chance to read chapter 15, that's going to be the one that I'm going to be on for a while. And it's the first chapter in the Course of Miracles that leads up to all the teachings that it gives on relationships. And what the Course of Miracles teaches about relationships tend to be the most challenging aspect of the Course of Miracles. So what's happening right now is that it's laying the foundation to go into that material. It's extraordinarily loving, the part that we're in right now, so it will take an extra effort to stay conscious. That's the truth. That's the truth, really. Just keep in mind that the loving stuff is the part that's always the hardest for people to stay conscious on. If we're talking about our errors and mistakes and analyzing that and looking at that, people are usually right in there. But the minute the solution comes, then the ego part of the mind, that's the last thing it wants us to hear. And so the easiest thing to do is to go into unconsciousness. And what would help not do that is to focus on what is the point of the paragraph. If we focus on what is the point that's trying to be made, it helps stay focused, help us stay focused so we can get the blessing out of it. So I'm going to read through paragraph 4, and we'll go back over it real quick and get the points, and then we'll go to paragraph 5. The Course is only talking about fear and love, so you can always substitute fear and love for the religious terminology that you may have a challenge with, because you can tell by the context of the sentence whether it's talking about fear or love. For instance, the very first sentence says, you don't realize how much you misuse your brothers by seeing them as sources of ego support. Which is the same as saying, you don't realize how much you misuse your brothers by seeing them as sources of fear support. So, there's some chairs in there, over there too. No, you can sit there. Mm-hmm. And the key four words to that sentence is, you don't realize. That we don't realize how much we're using people to support our fear. Or we don't realize how much we're using people to support our anger or our guilt or our worry. All those are different substitutes for fear. And it says, as a result of using people as a source of ego support, he says, they witness to the ego in your perception. I use you to support my fear, but I don't realize it. So you witness to my fear in my perception. I see something in you that makes me feel fear is, and fear is any form of lack of peace. So people have a tendency to say, I'm not afraid, but I'm very angry. I'm not afraid, but I get depressed. I'm not afraid, but I get weary. I'm not afraid, but I have lack. I'm not afraid. And they don't realize, no, that's all fear. But the Course says that the last thing that the ego, part of the mind, wants us to be aware of is that we are afraid of it. So the ego is the part of the mind that points to all sources, all perceived sources of fear other than your own thinking. So I'm afraid because this is happening, I'm afraid because that is happening, I'm afraid because this is happening, I'm afraid because that is happening. But I'm not afraid because I'm afraid of fear. I'm really afraid of what my fear will do. It's what the Course is saying, that our ego doesn't want us to realize we are afraid of it. So as soon as something comes up that worries me or gives me any kind of unease, I try to remember to say, I feel afraid of my ego. I feel afraid of my ego. I feel afraid. But my ego has been saying, I feel afraid of that person. I feel afraid of the loss of my job. I feel afraid of sickness. I always say, I feel afraid of my ego. Because my ego doesn't want me to know that that's all I'm afraid of is my own fearful thoughts. It's my own fearful thoughts that's making me afraid. And then if you get into the idea that thought is created or metaphysics, then you get into the idea that if your thought is creative, so therefore if I have a fearful thought, then I'm going to create something fearful, so then I become afraid of my fearful thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so then I spend all my time trying to pretend that I'm positive and that I'm not afraid so that I won't create something fearful. So I go into denial about what I'm really feeling, then my physical reality reflects back to me what I'm really feeling. I'm so dissociated from what I'm really feeling that I think I'm not afraid experiencing fearful circumstances, or I'm really cool and nice and I love everybody, but people are mistreating me. That's my own denied fear. Okay? So the Course says that the world is a reflection of our subconscious mind, basically. That what we are not aware of or what we're not owning is what we perceive in the world. So if I got a lot of fear and I see myself as a really loving person, then I look like I'm a very loving person surrounded by people who are afraid or who give me a hard time or I don't get along with. Any of y'all ever had that?
No.
Okay, so I'm not, but try to think back to before you became enlightened, you know, what it was like. I know it's hard. So the first sentence says, you don't realize how much you misuse your brothers by seeing them as sources of fear support. As a result of misusing people by using them as sources of fear support, people witness to the fear in your perception. So how does a person, when you're reading the course, you don't have to figure out what it means. It always tells you what it means. For instance, let me give you an example, because people say the course is hard to read. It's not hard to read. It's just that it's hard to read if you're trying to put your definitions of the terms on it. Then it's very hard to read. But if you just realize, if you go, well, I don't really know, I'm free, page 305, I got an open mind, so let's do it. You don't realize how much you've misused your brothers by seeing them as sources of peer support. Well, what does that mean? Well, as a result, people are witnessing to the fear, the ego, in your perception. You don't realize you're using them for ego support, and they witness to it in your perception. Then you say, well, how do people witness to my ego in my perception? Well, they seem to provide reasons. And if you follow me in the book, you're seeing all I'm doing is just saying what's in the book. People seem to provide reasons for not letting your ego go. The reason why you're supporting my fear is because I'm continually providing reasons to myself why I shouldn't let my fear go. And it seems like you're providing reasons why I shouldn't let my fear go. I would trust you, but you know how people are. See, I have to provide a reason not to let my fear go. I'm using you as ego support because I'm not trusting you by looking at you in terms of reasons that you give me not to be loving. Oh, I would love you, but you know how people are. See, I had to provide a reason to keep my fear. That's using you for ego support. I could love people, but my last partner really did me in. So I can't really love people. I'm using what? My last partner for what?
Fear support.
That's what he's saying. But people don't realize it. They're constantly giving themselves reasons why they shouldn't be peaceful, reasons why they shouldn't be loving. And who are they using for that most of the time? Other people. See, that's very simple when you hear it. So you're like wondering, why is that? Why did I say that was hard to understand? Because the ego doesn't want you to know this. The part of your mind that is afraid doesn't want you to know what's causing your fear, because you'll get rid of it. And thoughts are things. They want to live. They want to continue. So whatever your state of mind is, you that part of your mind that's that way, it wants to continue to exist. And it does that by defending against anything you try to believe to the contrary. That's why in the beginning, trying to change our consciousness is such a challenge. Because the old mind, it doesn't just kick back and go, okay, new mind, I'm going to move right out, and I'm going to leave, and I'm going to let the new thinking come in. It doesn't work like that. The old mind says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to provide you with a million reasons why the Course in Miracles is a bunch of crap, or that isn't true, or why it wouldn't work. It works something like this. The Course will tell you something loving, you will provide reasons to yourself for not believing. The Course will tell us something else that's an answer, we'll provide another reason why that couldn't be true. Then the Course will tell us something else, and then we'll come up. The Course says you are not a body. Of course I am a body, because I injured myself just the other day. The Course will say you're totally innocent. Of course I'm not. You don't know what I did prom night. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll provide a reason why it can't be true. So I'm using everything around me for ego fear support, the old state of mind support. But key phrase, I don't realize it. So a challenge when you begin to wake up to the truth is that you're going to realize the truth, but you're going to